is, you got it?
There we go.
Okay. Meeting everyone, today is January 14th, 2026, 7 p.m., and this is the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board meeting. Can I stand for the Pledge of Allegiance right after our invocation? So we'll all stand. Yes, please.
Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful to be able to meet here in this community forum to discuss the things of this this community. We're grateful for the town that we live in. We're grateful for the peace and relative prosperity that we have here. We're grateful for good leaders, community, civic-minded people who volunteer to come and consider these items that are before them. Ask thee to bless that thy spirit of wisdom and civility will be with us this evening. I say these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, Jill Perkins is our chair, and she's excused tonight. I'm Lois Hall, vice chair.
Lori Houston.
Stephanie Blair.
And Kristen is also excused, and Judy will be back with us in just a moment. Okay, first up is public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda in case you were unable to stay for the item. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. But if you wish to speak to the board, council about items within its jurisdiction but are not on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. We ask you to please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board by majority vote. Is there anyone that can't stay but wishes to speak at this time? Okay, at this time I'm going to ask for approval of minutes from our meeting December 10th, 2025.
I move that we approve the minutes for December 10th, 2025.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, I'm going to ask for approval of the agenda for the meeting for January 14th, 2026. Hold, combine, or delete any items, and this is for possible action.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda for the meeting of January 14th, 2026.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Then it's informational items, which there are none. Then we will go on to planning and zoning. We have two tonight. We have WS250481, which is the Hughes Family Living Trust, Cody and Amy Hughes trustees, and this is waiver of standard developments for the following: to reduce the interior side setback and to waive full off-site improvements in conjunction with a proposed minor subdivision on 4.47 acres in an RS-80 residential single-family zone. And this is generally located on Willow Avenue and the east of Metcalf Drive within Moapa Valley. Come on up. I don't think it's on. Okay.
My name is Amy Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S. I live at 1580 Metcalf Drive, and I'm here to present some photos. You want me to pass up to you just for the to waive the minor setback? We have a metal shade structure that is currently 4 feet 9 inches away from the wall, and the standard is 5 feet. So I'm 3 inches short. Can I pass
yeah.
that to you to see?
Yeah, please.
Cool.
And then this is our sheet structure.
You have one for everybody or just one?
Just one, yeah, okay, sorry.
It's this building right here, though, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's it.
And then, yeah.
Okay, 18 by 45. Okay, perfect.
So it's only 3 steps, so it's agricultural trade.
Okay. Okay, then you're asking for waiver of full off-site improvements?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And let's see.
What is the subdivision? What are, where?
Oh, we're just dividing our property in half.
So how much land will be on each side?
So there's a
plot plan. Has it in here somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
It's currently
Lot one is located on the north and will be 114,289 square feet.
Yeah.
Lot two is not that big.
So just right there.
Yep. Yeah. Lot one will get approximately 2.5 acres
yeah.
versus 2 acres. Real close.
1.887.
Yeah. At this time, are there plans to build on the second lot, the smaller lot?
Just subdivide. I'm just dividing it and going to sell it.
Okay.
It's zoned for 0.05.
Yes. Anyone in the audience have anything to address? Any questions? Okay, I do have a problem with Southern Nevada Health District says it's got an active septic permit and wants them to remove the septic tank and prove that it's been properly removed. Next paragraph is from Water Reclamation, which says there is no sewer facility and none planned within the next 5 years. So that has got to be...
And that will be waived.
That will have to be waived. There is no sewer available. You do not have to remove the septic tank.
Okay.
Any questions from the board?
So, I guess it makes it a little bit hard because it is zoned for one house for 2 acres. And the other lot will be slightly under that 2 acre mark.
So I think that they're not accounting for the easements that
yeah.
we had to do. So with the easements, it's actually more of a...
So they don't need to do a flood study or anything, but the other one is anybody else.
Yeah.
So we can't.
The waiver of standard development, number one, is the accessory metal building without a permit.
Yeah.
It's agricultural. Does it need a permit?
In my opinion, which is not, you know, the county can think different than me, but in the studying that I've done, as long as it only has 3 sites and you have enough land to have agriculture, that it doesn't have to have a permit per se. It doesn't have plumbing or, you know, electrical or anything like that. So it's really just an agricultural shade. So the only issue is that 3 inches.
Yeah. It's also saying it's not in harmony with the character of the adjacent rural residential properties. Everybody's got shade structures.
Yeah, I took some pictures of my neighbors in case
yeah.
you want to see. They're...
I've been up and down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, all over the place up there. So,
are we voting on these separately, or is it one fell swoop?
You should do each one.
Okay, so let's vote on that.
Yes. Somebody want to make a motion on waiver of standard developments for number one, the metal building?
I motion that we approve the waiver of standard as long as it remains an agricultural shade, as a metal, not a metal accessory building, but as an agricultural shade. I the 3 inches, I don't think is an issue in my mind. So anyway, I motion to approve waiver of standard development number one for item agenda WS25-8 or -0841, the Hughes Family Living Trust and Cody and Amy Trust. Waiver of development standard one.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Okay, then we're going to go on down to the waiver of standard development number two. Staff does not want to support to not to install full offsites on Metcalf Drive and Willow Avenue with full width paving, curb and gutter to allow for better traffic flow and drainage control, sidewalks on public streets provided with safer pathways for pedestrians and streetlights. They do not understand how rural that area is. Anybody want to speak on that item?
So it makes it a little difficult because you're on the new lot. There will be somebody else's. If they come and they do decide to build, we can't waive drainage studies and things for them permanently, but we can for a vacant piece of land.
I don't believe that the development standards is asking for a drainage study.
No, not yet.
No, not yet.
Yeah. They actually made me do that to split it, so. So it's already been done, yeah.
Oh, well, good.
So the drainage study has been done?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and they're waiting for you guys to decide on the development standards before they, like, finish up the study report, so.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So that's the only thing I really for
number two is just for the curb, sidewalk, and gutter drainage control. It just, they're not asking for drainage study. It's just saying it's for better drainage control. Sidewalks on public streets and street lights.
There's none on that street.
Nothing there.
And on the map, the public right of way is already there, so.
That's
as far as the deed restriction, it shows that it's already
Yep.
So we don't got the public right of way.
Yep.
It's not on the Willow side. It is on the Metcalf side.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So would we need to, on the Willow side, leave the deed restriction, Judy, or just approve it as is if we're okay with this?
Hold on. Actually, that lot on the Willow side has public right-of-way already.
Is it from her side or is it from the other side?
I don't think the other side. It's,
oh, no,
well,
her, right.
her
right.
The side of the lot that they have built on,
it's the one
doesn't face Willow. I mean, doesn't side to Willow. Willow will side the new lot.
It's taken out.
And it's already got public right-of-way taken.
Yeah.
It's taken out on both sides. You're right. It was the neighbors, it was not.
Somebody want to make a motion on waiver of standard developments number two?
So I motion to approve the waiver number two for WS-25-0841 Hughes Family Living Trust for the waiver of standard for full offsites. Curb gutter, sidewalk, streetlights, and partial paving along Metcalf are required. Waive full offsite improvements. Curb gutter and sidewalk, streetlight, and partial waiving along Willow Avenue are required.
Okay, we have a motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
All righty. Good.
I think we are good.
Thank you.
Just remember, you do have to go before Board of Commissioners on February 4th.
I will be there.
And make sure you take
thank you.
Stuff, if you can slide this in the thing, lots of visuals for them to see what this looks like and for the neighbors to see. Maybe even have neighbors come or have letters from neighbors to show that they're okay with this happening. The neighbors, their opinion matters quite a bit, so I think that will help.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
And they do have an overhead where you can put photos up to be seen.
Cool.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
Okay, second on our agenda is WS 25 2022-0843. This is Adams E&B Trust and Adams Elwin and Burla Trustees. Waiver of development standards to waive full offsite improvements in conjunction with proposed minor subdivision map on 28.12 acres in a RS 80 residential single family 80 zone. This is generally located north of Wells Avenue and west of Moapa Valley Boulevard within Moapa Valley. This is for possible action.
Hi, Bruce Stratton, S-T-R-A-T-T-O-N, and I'm representing L.R. Nelson Consulting Engineers. And we're back. I have an exhibit here, if I may, just to refresh. Apparently, there was a difference of opinion on and how the previous waiver was interpreted by the county, and so we're back to hopefully clarify that we'd like the waiver to improve waiver of development standards to include Wells Road and Windsor Avenue to waive full offsites and full paving along those frontages. Previously, I don't know. There was some sticking point that the county had with that, so we'd like to clarify that we're not. We'd like to waive any improvements on Windsor and Wells.
Yeah, so in this case, it looks like it has not been taken.
No, because it says here to be dedicated.
Yeah. So that is included in your plans?
Yes, in the parcel map, it will be dedicated.
Okay. And refresh my mind, this is only being subdivided so in the future it can be willed to different family members instead of their mom and dad are trying to take care of it now.
So they're taking this smaller lot for the house, and they're just splitting the larger lot and including the house in the other half.
That's correct. That's correct. So they're just moving that property line over to roughly the center of
kind of basically where the fields intersect here.
Field.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, basically like that. So, of course,
so
any future development, any future development would be subject to drainage studies and improvement plans, and also improvements along Wells and Windsor. So, but at this point, it's just moving that property line over. So.
Windsor's the street that kind of goes behind, correct?
Yes.
The curvy one.
Yeah, kind of over by, A&W Road?
Yeah, the county took the names off of the streets in overhead, which makes it very difficult to...
Yeah.
And since I've never used Windsor before...
I don't think many people have, really.
Which is kind of surprising. All right. So you don't know what the issue was and why you're back here?
Well, the issue was the way we had presented it before, apparently it left some question as to what our interpretation of what we submitted before was full offsite, to waive full offsites along Wells and Windsor. However, the way that it was interpreted by county planning was that... they would want improvements along Windsor and I don't know along Wells, but along
Windsor.
Yeah,
they're asking for it.
Which, as you pointed out, isn't used by anybody. And so we're just trying to clarify that the intent is to waive the standards on both of those, or waive the improvements on both of those streets. So it was just a difference of interpretation between what we had prepared and what, how the county interpreted it. So we're trying to clarify that with this waiver, so.
And I see Public Works says that they don't want to request, to support the request to not install full off-site between 2023 and 2024. Unauthorized paving along the right-of-way was performed along Windsor Avenue. They want it removed or permitted. It's pretty much a private road going back to their property.
Well, also the, you know, when you drive by, you can see that there's been asphalt dumped along there and just spread, but it doesn't follow the right-of-way line of Windsor.
Yeah. Right. Everybody was grabbing the tailings when they were working out here and putting it down to keep the mud and dust down.
Exactly.
And that's all it is. It's nothing permanent. It will erode away on its own.
So part of that, at some future date, for the person who owns that piece of land that the paving is on, and it doesn't follow. So I think part of the problem that they're concerned about is for emergency services, they want to make sure there's always access so that the fence line doesn't become an issue on, and you, because that has happened out here, where people have discovered that the road was in their land, mm-hmm. and they didn't want it on the land anymore because of liability or different things like that, and then they made it so it wasn't accessible, although there was other access. That home or whatever it is back over here in the corner, what is that?
In the southwest corner.
There is access from, there could be other access. It looks like it's just parking right now. Mm-hmm. That they're using that road to access it. So I think that's probably part of their concern, and it would be beneficial to you to have that put in the correct right-of-way at some point.
The paving, you mean?
Well, just even if it's not paved, just to have the access to not be on your piece of land.
Well, the Windsor is a dedicated right-of-way.
You can see it kind of weaves in and out, and that, the, of course, the county overhead's not exactly perfect either, but I think that's probably what they're concerned about, because it has happened out here before where a person blocked access and didn't want the road on his, when he discovered that after the fact that everybody had been using it for probably 40 years. I don't know. I don't know why they didn't say it was okay. Yeah. That's the only thing I can think of. Conjecture. I do think it's a little bit funny that they are wanting you to do the improvements, but they don't want them there.
Yeah. Okay, under history and site plan, it says a similar request to waive full off-site improvements was with partial paving was approved on July 2nd, 2025. That application also included a waiver of standard developments to eliminate a drainage study. Now the applicant is requesting to waive full off-sites to not install any street paving. And I think that little bit is what's holding them up, because I don't remember any paving back in July.
Ron Levitt, the Levitt property?
It's on Ron Levitt's property?
Yep, that was Ron Levitt's property, this little corner down here.
Yeah, okay.
I'm saying Ron Levitt. It's a Levitt.
One of those people.
Yeah, one of them.
Well,
we automatically know no landscaping's needed.
If there is any further development of those two parcels, of course, then it would be subject to
drainage
studies and improvements, street improvements.
That's when that needs to be done.
As it stands, the intention is to just leave it as an alfalfa field, but they're trying to adjust the line for estate purposes, I suspect. So
Well, our goal will be to make sure that whatever we decide is helpful and to get this to move forward rather than have it go back and this come back. You know, we want to try to prevent this vicious cycle that's started. We don't want another circle around for you. So it's hard because
thank you.
Of what they have on here.
Yeah.
That there was paving done without their permission. And I think that's, I think I agree with Lois saying that's what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to fix that. To make it so they don't go back around again.
But if they inspected it, you know, they can see that it's just...
It's not real paving.
It's not tailings.
It's not paved. It's just the spoilings from the when they did the road improvements along Wampa Valley Boulevard, they just spread it there to, you know, kind of...
So it's not permanent?
No.
Okay, that makes that makes sense. And that probably will be, you'll need photos and things like that to show.
Yeah.
When you go there, that will help us with what we're going to probably decide here.
Yes.
Okay.
Show that it's just tailings.
That
it's not permanent. It's not blocking anything.
No.
It's trying to mitigate.
I would also
some
talk
mud.
To those neighbors and see if you can get letters from the neighbors that are also, that land kind of weaving out and the paving's going in and out and make sure that's, everybody's all... when you go there, because I think that will help.
I think that is what was holding us up right there.
I think that's right. And since it's not permanent, this also says, this doesn't have the same.
We automatically know that there is no sewer.
Yeah. Yeah, some of it helped you feel approved. All right.
Okay. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to ask any questions or make comments on this item? Okay. Any other questions from the board? Okay, I'm going to ask for a motion.
Can we put on there that as long as it's not permanent?
Yeah.
That it is?
I'd say that if... paving along Windsor Avenue is found to be non-permanent, that it should not affect the applicant.
It's just tailings.
Yeah.
Use the word tailings. Okay. Do you want to do it for that? It's tailings and not permanently affixed to the ground.
All right, I will make a motion to approve WS250843 to waive full off-site improvements in conjunction with the proposed minor subdivision map on 28.12 acres in an RS80 zone, generally located north of Wells Avenue and west of Moapa Valley Boulevard, within Moapa Valley Boulevard, as long as the road is tailings and not permanent.
And I believe that the assessor map would show that the tailings really are along the north line of the irrigation
canal
ditch,
property.
And not within the right of way of.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, we have a motion. All in favor?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Thank you. And again, you'll be before the Board of Commissioners on April 4th.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bruce.
I'll even maybe bring a sample of what the tailings look like because a lot of people don't know what that is.
Yeah, they won't know what that is.
Basically, it's little chunks of asphalt.
Yeah, bring a baggie or something. I don't know.
Baggie.
It sounds silly, but seeing
it is.
Seeing
it's not
is
even
believing.
On the property. Yep.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to move on to general business, and we need to appoint an alternate representative for CDAC appointment.
Right.
So
Lori got hers in.
Lori got hers in. She's
and this would just be if she can't be there then.
Have a great evening, folks.
Thank you so much. Good luck at county.
I know this is so hard because Jill's having so many problems and...
Okay, well, if we don't have one, we don't have one.
Stephanie and I are both running businesses. I do not know of anyone we could appoint for an alternate.
Okay.
It is what it is. Last time it was kind of like that. I was the alternate, and most of the time if Janice couldn't go, I couldn't go either. So it's just one of those
and
things.
And this time it is. You're doing it remote anyway, so.
Yeah.
Do you want me to just report the none available?
No one available.
What is CDA?
Community, it's community outreach. It's mostly for the
Community Development Advisory Committee. They meet and decide what developments the county recommend developments that the county can do. As far as like, it's mostly nonprofits, wasn't it, Lori?
Yeah. It's mostly for urban areas, for housing for underserved people and things like that. It's to help see in the future what the needs might be and what we can do to help meet them.
And who's the current representative that's not the alternate?
There is no, oh, Lori is.
Lori, I am. We just voted for me this year, yeah. Before it was Janice.
Okay, we're going to move on to comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction that will be held. No discussion, action, or votes can be taken on this agenda item. Comments, again, will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your name for the record. If any board member wishes to extend the link, this will be done by the chairperson or board by majority vote. Come on down.
Our lovely librarian.
Hello, everyone. It's Chris Milk for MILK for 350 North Moapa Valley Boulevard. We're back in the full swing of things here in January. We've got our winter reading challenge going on for all ages, where you can read a certain amount of time. It's about 5 hours over the month of January to get prizes. And then we will also be doing a drawing for a larger prize, a tablet.
Nice.
And every branch in the district is giving away a tablet. We don't have it yet, so I don't know what kind it is, but
that's a nice prize.
For the adults. And then we have a busy schedule this month, so much going on. We have a paint party tomorrow night, and then the following week we will have the Clark County is coming out to do a foster care information.
Oh, I saw that.
Session next week on Thursday, and then the following Thursday, because Thursday nights are all full, we're going to have representatives out from the Family History Library in Las Vegas to do a family history seminar. So that's so Thursday at 5. We've got something going on for adults all the rest of the month. And our book club book this month is The Six, which is a nonfiction biography about the first six women in the space program.
Oh, I love that.
So... I think that's everything.
I have to go get me that book.
Yeah.
It's called The Six?
The Six. So, and we will have plenty of fun things going on in the next couple of months. We are having a little bit of change over at the library. One of the full-time assistants is moving home. And so there is currently a position open until Friday evening. And we will be looking for a new full-time assistant for our library branch.
Mm-hmm. How do people apply for that?
It is on the Library District website, which is thelibrarydistrict.org.
Is there education requirements or anything like that?
Actually, for the position, the way it's worded now, it is a preferred bachelor's degree, but it is not required. It's high school diploma required. And then we're looking for someone with experience working with children specifically, because that is a huge part of what we do at the Moapa Valley Library. So we're definitely looking for someone with some children's or teen experience.
Good job for somebody.
Yes.
Yes.
A real fun job.
We've had a lot of interest. Last I checked, I had 85 applications.
Oh,
wow.
Nice.
So
that's wonderful. Yeah.
And from all over the country, which is wild to me.
Wow, yeah.
So
they want to come and live in the most beautiful place in the world.
No Aurora Tea Gardens. We don't need murder mysteries.
Oh, my goodness. But, yes, so just keep an eye out. We do have a QR code in front of the building with that takes you to all listings for our library district as well.
Oh, nice.
Because there are positions available in different places all over the county right now. So
very nice.
And that's what's going on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Well, then, that's going to be it tonight. Our next scheduled meeting is January 29th, 2026.
We currently have nothing on for that agenda.
Okay.
Oh, I have one thing then.
Oh, okay.
At our office at CLIA's Moapa Valley Realty, we are doing a volunteer prize. So we're going to give the volunteer of the year. So we want people to, we're going to put up a Facebook post and get it advertised to tell us about people in our valley that have done good things. First responders, teachers, even somebody at the grocery store that stepped up and above. And we want to, we're still working on our prize. We're thinking maybe an overnight or maybe just a cash prize would be good for people, especially in this day and age. So anyway, watch for that and put your best volunteer out there for us to honor.
Fun. Okay, it is 7:36 and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all.